pitch, Bill.
10 minutes or 10 seconds?
10 seconds.
Yeah, so I'm the program director for Lutz Pathfinder, which is this autonomous pod trial that we're running here in Milton Keynes. So just to, without taking too much away from the presentation that I'll be giving on Friday on this, I think it's worth bearing in mind a few things. So firstly, and I've overheard quite a bit about the technology itself. Yeah, the technology is kind of there. You know, we're adapting different technology for this environment. The second thing I think we need to start really thinking about is I beg your pardon if you've covered a lot of this already, but breaking down a lot of the legislation, the regulations, and as well things like the liability insurance as well, which is a big issue. So the other thing I would say is that a lot of the work that needs to be done, in my view, is actually on the character or the persona, if you like, of the vehicles themselves. You know, what type of vehicle are they going to be? Are they going to be, you know, defensive type vehicles, or do they have to be a little bit more assertive so that they get through a crowd or get across a road junction or whatever it might be? And there's a huge area of work to be done in that particular field. And to be honest, that's one of the areas that we're focusing quite a lot on here. So when I think about the work that Google are doing on their driverless cars, I mean, don't get me wrong, they've put a lot of money into this and are making some huge steps forward, further forward probably than anybody else in the world. But I think we, with the work that we're doing on Lutz Pathfinder, have some greater challenges because the Google vehicles are going on the road on proven vehicle technology and are operating in an environment where there are loads of rules. You've got streets with lanes, priorities, traffic lights, roundabouts, no obstacles in their way. You put a pod onto a pavement and you interact with people and obstacles. There are no rules on the pavements. And I think we've got a huge, huge challenge ahead of us to do that area of work ourselves. So hopefully by the end of this year, we will have the first pod available, but it'll be for very controlled trials in a very controlled environment. And then we'll move on from there to probably two more pods that are going to be put out onto the pavements, once again, of Milton Keynes, under very controlled conditions. So that's where we are.
Thank you.